At about 8 o'clock on the chilly evening of January 16, 1967, the scene outside of the Mechanic Theater at Baltimore and Charles Streets was one of bright lights and tuxedoed men and bejeweled women. Governor and Mrs. Agnew were there, the Milton Eisenhowers, everybody who was anybody was there. Flashbulbs popping, cameras whirring, reporters scribbling. It is grand opening night of the new Mechanic Theater, and the show is Hello, Dolly! And scheduled to play Dolly is none other than World War II's most famous pinup girl, Betty Grable. But something sinister was going on behind the scenes that threatened the mood of the opening night. A mini-war over actually who on this night of nights should be playing Dolly. Word had been leaked to the press a few months back by the manager of Carol Channing that Carol Channing, the originator of the role on Broadway, was, to quote her press agent, anxious to do the role in Baltimore. Her husband, Charles Lowe, fired the first shot. He told the press, "She's dying to do it. She'll be disappointed if she doesn't get it." Reporters, sensing a hummer of a story, confronted the show's producer, who was seething at the news of the controversy, who responded, "When that curtain goes up in Baltimore, it will be Betty Grable as Dolly." With that raw meat, reporters rushed to Joseph Nederlander, one of the operators of the Mechanic. He said, "We'd love to have Carol. She originated the part." Theater buffs took sides, some for Grable, others for Channing. But when the curtain went up that night of January 16, 1967, it was Betty Grable fighting a cold but giving it her show business all. And everybody who was anybody was there. But the grand opening would not be over until the next day when the critics got in their licks. Gardner of the Morning Sun said, quote, "Betty Grable tried hard, but..." End quote. All in all, it was a night to remember. Everybody who was anybody was there. Except, of course, Carol Channing.